41-year-old Chuck Thompson had been camping by himself at a Forest Service cabin in Seven Fathom Bay, about 17 miles south of Sitka, but making regular check-ins by radio with his co-workers at Harris Air as they overflew the bay. When Thompson failed to return home as scheduled Sunday evening, a Harris aircraft located his skiff adrift outside of nearby Necker Bay, and a full-scale air, ground, and sea search was begun the following morning. Gerald Gangle supervised the field operations for Sitka Mountain Rescue, which conducted the ground search. He says literally no stone was left unturned in looking for Thompson.
We were real fortunate to have extensive local knowledge of the area. We had people on our team that had literally walked every mile of this beach during recreation. And that gave us great insight and the ability to deploy teams quickly, accurately, and properly prep those teams for what they were going to encounter.
Gangle says a total of 8 people searched the shorelines to the north and south of Necker Bay and into Yamini Cove. In the meantime, small boats from the Coast Guard cutter Liberty and a helicopter from Air Station Sitka broadened the search area. Gangle says Thompson had one of the newest and best GPS plotters aboard his skiff. Some timely cooperation with the marine electronics industry allowed searchers to pinpoint the area where Thompson went missing.
The Coast Guard was able to communicate with West Marine locally and gain access to software, and with Garmin Industries to gain the technique to extract the information from the plotter.
Nevertheless, no trace of Thompson was found. Gangle says his team returned to Necker Bay on Wednesday with a dog trained to locate cadavers, but that search also proved unsuccessful. Gangle says he's still filling out paperwork for the mission, which involved search and rescue personnel in town as well as in the field. Additionally, 2 Good Samaritan boaters, Kelly Pellet and Bert Stromquist, lent major support to the operation by providing transportation and shelter to the search teams. A 3rd, Clyde Schaefer, recovered the missing man's skiff and belongings. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.